Good morning, everyone. Thank you for that response, Karen. I got a couple of scriptures here and a few things to say about these scriptures out of the book of Isaiah. Isn't the book of Isaiah awesome?
Yeah, amen.
I don't know when I heard it, or who spoke it, or who said it, but I'm sure you've heard of the Dead Sea Scrolls. And of all the information they've been able to get off the Dead Sea Scrolls, one book was complete, preserved. And that was the book of Isaiah. They said it's virtually word for word. And that's amazing. That's just amazing. But anyway, there's so much in the book of Isaiah. But I do want to read this one, and this is kind of concerning our church here for a particular reason. Isaiah chapter 40, and I'm sure you've heard these verses before. Isaiah chapter 40, right at the end, verse 31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. I mean, that right there, that sums up our whole walk. Those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Why do I mention this? Glad you asked. Because when we pulled in the driveway today, out there in the tree, not too far from the parking lot, was a huge eagle.
Huge.
In that drought. What in the... Anyway, that baby was huge, wasn't
it? Yeah.
And in 8 years of being here, I've never seen that before. But I don't know what that means. Maybe it means nothing. But I was very pleased to see that big boy out there. And that made me think of this scripture. Mount up like eagles, with wings up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint.
Amen.
We need strength in these days.
Amen.
In this here nation of the United States. And I also heard this scripture, although we have, I don't know how many Bibles here, and I could not find the particular version. Well, I read a couple versions of this scripture, and it's concerning the, I'll put it plainly, the election of last month. Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it? But we're still
battling,
talking about it, praying about it, supporting the Lord's plan and agenda for this nation. But this verse came forth on this talk show I was watching. I don't know if I want to call it a talk show, but it's three men of God being interviewed. And the way, I don't know if you're keep abreast of these things, the Supreme Court of the United States turning down Texas's petition to sort of invalidate the election, the way the elections were carried out in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Georgia. Well, lo and behold, everybody kind of thought, well, okay, we've got Trump appointees on the court. They rejected Texas's petition 9-0. And it's like, I'm sure a lot of people felt a punch in the stomach from this. But you know what? I did too, briefly, got to thinking about it. And I am still believing the word of the Lord coming from the prophets.
Yes.
So many. I am believing that. And I thought, why is, well, how come that happened? And Well, I'll read you this scripture here and I'll talk of it. Isaiah 52, verse 10. It says, but I like this, I forget my version they read, but it was a little different, this is still awesome. The Lord has made bare his holy arm. But in the version they read, it said, the Lord has made bare his powerful arms. You know, you can just, the way he read it, I just kind of seen the Lord rolling up his sleeves, making bare his holy, and I'm going to add, powerful arm.
Amen.
In the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Amen.
So I was thinking about that decision by the Supreme Court. I don't know what. Lord, we're running out of time. But I have heard prophecies saying, Lord, I am not paying attention to any dates. Inauguration date, the date, I think Monday, tomorrow, they supposedly passed the electoral vote. The Lord is not paying attention to any of those dates. He is saying, he said, I'm paying attention to my dates, my date that I have set forth. That's what I believe.
Amen.
I think the Lord is more than capable to carry out his word.
Amen.
And I believe his word.
Amen.
Amen.
And
bless you.
To that decision by the Supreme Court, I thought, you know what? What if they would have reversed that decision on all four states and a few other things happened to other states and bingo, it turned over while these votes are, the vote was thrown back. People have to understand what happens if that happens. It goes to the state legislators to vote when they throw out the popular vote. And all four states have basically majority Republican legislatures. So you would think they would vote for Trump. And maybe in other states, not other states, but these four states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, were the states that were being sued by Texas and joined by 17, 18 other states. But they threw it out. I thought, you know what? We would be giving the Supreme Court credit for this victory. We would be, oh yeah, awesome. Trump appointed these people and he got a majority of conservative people on there. We owe it to them. So, in effect, I was thinking, Lord, they ain't going to let anybody steal his glory.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to let him. The Lord is going to move his holy arm.
Amen.
His powerful arms. I believe that.
Amen.
I believe that. For one prophet, he says, and it's really, the Lord has a sense of humor. This is a carryover term of shock and awe from the Gulf War.
Yes.
You know, I remember, I think it was, I don't know, George Bush getting up there talking about going to have a witness shock and awe. You know, oh, Saddam's going to witness that. And it was complete victory by the U.S., but it was really expected because it was like the second Gulf War. Anyway, I think the enemy will be shocked at when the Lord moves, and his remnant, his church, will be in even more awe of him, of what he is going to do in this nation.
Amen.
Because he has an agenda in this nation, and I don't see how that agenda could go forward, turning this nation over to darkness, turning this over to leaders who don't care about life, who care about big government control, so forth. I look forward to his holy and powerful arms moving on this nation. It's already moving. And the victory is going to be awesome. I told my wife, when that happens, I'm gonna shout like I'm gonna shout myself hoarse. I ain't kidding. Outside people might be calling the cops. Like, who? What's happening in the neighborhood? Who's that maniac outside hollering?
Of course, we have been hollering.
Yeah. Shout unto the Lord. Shout in the enemy's camp. Wreak havoc in the enemy's camp. You know, by prayer, shouting, and worshiping the Lord. That's what I say. Stir it up. We're the Lord's army. We're the Lord's army.
Yeah.
He defeated. That's a defeated foe everybody's cringing and worrying about. So, mount up under those wings of the eagle, which is the Lord's. So, anyway, that was my little speech for this morning. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. As you can see, like my wife said, we did get some snow here in northern Michigan. It's stuck to the trees here, even though it's about 68, 69 degrees in here, it's still hanging in there. But it'll be a mess in here, we'll have to mop that up. But when it melts, but we'll get through it. So, amen. So, Father God, we are thankful. We are thankful and grateful to you, Lord God, for your mercy, for your love of us individually, and for this nation. We are happy. I'm thrilled to death, quite frankly, you are engaged in the affairs of this nation. You've set your foot down.
Yeah,
you've
hallelujah.
Set your other foot down in this nation. This nation shall be turned to the Lord Jesus. Your agenda shall go forth in this nation. Yes, your people will be in awe. And we shouldn't be. You're the Lord God. You carry out your word. And yes, the enemy will be shocked. They will be shocked. That is your word coming from the Holy Ghost through your prophet. And we look forward to the shock. And they all, we shall be in reverence, awe and reverence of your mighty hand moving in this nation, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you. And I pray your remnant on this, in this nation, be strong.
Yeah.
Not give up. I pray for strength, direction, and favor upon your prophets, upon your legal teams, still fighting, still going at it. And that's what it takes. I think this is a test of your church here in America.
Yeah.
A test. You test people, Lord God. So I pray we pass this test.
Thank you,
that
Lord.
We stand firm with your word and your aims in here in the United States, Lord God. So I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity to show up and stand strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And it's a wonderful season. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior, of Jesus. And that one song says, He walked where angels trod.
Yeah.
And then he took the form of a little baby, came down to earth to save us. And he did save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for being so generous. You emptied heaven of the greatest treasure and brought him down here to earth, setting the earth for us, a sinful people. But he redeemed us. We are so grateful, Lord Jesus, to you for what you did. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you in the holy and mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for this beautiful day here. And we now want to worship you in song and singing. And we thank you. We thank you. And may you have your way in this service today.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Give me Bibles this morning. Please turn them to Psalms 30, and please rise for the word of God. Psalms Psalms 30, thank you. The blessedness of answered prayer. I have extolled you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O my Lord, my God, I cry out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave and have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping they endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity I say, I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor you have made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and the Lord made his supplication. I'm sorry, let me read that again. I cried out to you, O Lord, and to the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. You have turned me from my mourning into dancing, and you put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. Amen. To the end of my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your presence this morning. Holy Spirit, you are so welcome in this place. We don't ever, ever want to put you in a box. So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you open up ears to hear, hearts to receive. Father, I ask right now that you change us. You make us more like you. But Father, when the storms are all around us, we can keep our eyes on you. And Father, you will bring us the strength and the joy that we need to make it. Father, I pray right now that this word will become alive. It'll become real. Father, I also pray right now for all of I think of all the hospital workers. I think of all the doctors. I think of all the people that are in this medical health system. Father, I pray for them. Father, I pray for healing. I pray for wisdom. I pray for protection over them, Lord God. May we never forget all that they're doing, Lord. Father, I also bring the different families to you, Father, that have lost loved ones. Father, may you comfort them during this Christmas season, Lord. That, Father, they can just pull on you. Just pull on you, Father. Draw on you, Father, for strength. To be able to look ahead. To knowing that you are with them in this journey, Father, has got to be tough. Father, I pray right now that you just look upon this nation, Father, and that you send your angels to do your work. You send the Christmas angel. We thank you for that. We thank you for baby Jesus. We thank you, Father, that he's coming back, not as just a little baby, but he's coming back as a lion of the tribe of Judah. And Father, you are a God that stands for truth and righteousness. And Father, I pray right now that your mighty hand is upon the United States of America. Father, I pray right now that you bring hope and peace to other nations that are listening, Father, on our podcast. That, Father, that you encourage them, Father, and you wrap them in your loving arms. Father, I thank you. I thank you for this word. I ask that this word become fire, Lord, that it changes things, It purifies us. In Jesus' name, amen. God is your strength. And because of his love, and because of his mercy, and because of his grace and hope, we can have the victory.
Amen.
It's all about the victory. Joe and I have been listening to the Victory Channel with Kenneth Copeland and the different ministers that have been on there. And they've all been talking about us standing and claiming the victory. One of the things that I want you to know is that he is your shield. He is always there. He is faithful. And I want you to find time in this busy, busy season to get into his presence. And what I mean by that is that you shut the door, you shut the craziness, you shut the chaos, you shut all that away, and you just get into his presence and just sing praises unto him. Just talk with him. In the darkness, when everything seems, oh my gosh, like just suffocating you, one of the things that I do is I put on praise music and I just praise him. And I dance before him and I celebrate who he is, because he is the only one that can help me. I praise him for hope. And I want to encourage every person that is listening to let faith arise and realize he is the only way maker. He is the only promise keeper. And let the spirit of joy roar inside of you. I kind of listed a few things before I start my message. And I put down number one, he's your shield. He's the one who protects you. There are nasty things that are being said out there. And what you need to know is the only person that you need to please is Jesus Christ. And so when all this stuff is going around you, you can know that he is shielding you. And we're to stand firm on the word. We're to get in that word and stand. And we have to pray. I get so excited, and I kind of wanted to share this, not saying, hey, look at what Joe and I do. But as soon as I get up in the morning, as soon as Joe gets up in the morning, we get on the YouTube and we listen to the prophets and the prophetesses to see what they have to say. And one of the ones in particular says, the YouTube is like, give me 15. And Doug Sheets gets on there. And what I have found with him is that he is praying. He's going around to different states. He also comes back. He hears something from the Lord. He shares it with his brother. We've showed you a couple videos from his brother, Tim. And then all of a sudden, he has a decree and a prayer. And he asks you and anybody that's watching to agree with him. And I get so excited, because before we even started our day, we get in the presence of God and we pray and we declare different things of hope and peace and joy. And it's exciting. I want to encourage everybody to do that, to find time, to stand with someone who is standing for the Lord. We each have to be accountable. We have to be counted. We have to know how important we are. And each one of us have different, I don't know the right word, but each one of us have different people that we talk to, that we encourage, whatever. And some people that you reach, I could never reach. But we have to have or give the good news that Jesus is Lord and he's coming. And I want you to see over this Christmas season, whether you understand it or not, He's not coming as this baby Jesus. He already did this. He's coming as the roaring lion saying, come. Come on. I'm coming. Who are you praying for? Are you worried about their souls? Because there's only two places. It's either heaven or it's hell. So the lion is roaring for truth. And many people do not understand. I really feel the church of Ecclesia, which is the church, which is the remnant of the church, is understanding the future. I have my grandbabies, and I want to know that they will have freedoms and that they will have victories. And with what is being said, what is happening, that is not going to take place. This is important to get stirred up. So I really believe that the Holy Spirit was telling me that his church needs to awaken. And it's not time to play church. There are people that come to church and they're there and then they leave. Truthfully, church will never be like it was in my time. We were there Sunday morning. We were there Sunday night. We were there for Wednesday Bible study. We were there for Thursday for choir practice. You know, we tried to do everything. We helped the homeless. We did all these things. I don't see that today because even churches are not awakened, nor are they open out of fear.
Amen.
And what my God is saying is awaken my remnant church, my priestly church, the one who is standing in the gap. You need to understand that you have the right to put the enemy under your feet. Every time something's not right, you can say, not on my watch, I'm standing right here. Get out of my way and just take your feet. I know it might sound kind of childish, but I'm a visual person, and I'm just telling you, you just start grinding that enemy with your feet and claiming Jesus' name over that.
Amen.
You have to encourage yourself. I can't do that for you. I can't bring you joy. All that I can tell you is this. The more you get to know him, the more you hunger to know more of him.
Right.
I don't want man's rules. I don't
right.
care about
Amen.
Them. I don't care about the church that criticizes. I want you to know that my God is a loving God and only wants the best for you. And one of the things that I want to encourage you over this Christmas season is you need to see the walls coming down.
Hallelujah.
You need to see the walls coming down. Provision is by the Lord. You need to start claiming that. You need to start claiming for financial victory. You need to start claiming that health is coming back to you. I do this every time in my house. I always say, COVID, get away from me now in Jesus' name. Stay out of this church. Our people are going to be victorious. You need to start saying that. You need to start professing that. And you need to see the walls come down. You need to see the walls come down, especially when it comes to being, what is the word I want? The walls that have caused you to feel like you're not going to make it.
Strongholds.
All these strongholds could come down. You know, over Frankfurt, I'm praying that this suicide spirit,
yes.
this murder spirit is yes. broken at the gates right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I am sending the word of the Lord to Frankfort, Michigan, to have the joy of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It just breaks my heart I never thought we'd get to that point. It was traumatic enough when I taught school and we had all these bomb scares and all this terrorist crap that went on. It was frightening. You had to lock your doors. You had to be careful who you talked to, where you went. And now we got people that are taking lives in their own family. My gosh, what are we turning into? We don't understand the value of life. He came so that we can live. We've got something to tell other people that they can make it. But you have to keep that oil in your oil lamp. I can't do that for you. I'm not going to manipulate you. You've got to get stirred up.
Amen.
Keep that oil burning. And we have to rebuild the walls of truth and righteousness. Truth. Well, I only told you a little lie. There's no such thing as a little lie. We have to be truthful. And one of the things I kept on hearing from the Lord was that victory was ours. He also said, stop being discouraged. Woe is me. You know what? Hopefully you'll get it in my message. Even during the time when Mary was carrying Jesus, it was an awful time. It was awful. It's just not happening here or happening now. It's gone on and gone on and gone on. But the Lord said that we had to keep our eyes on Him. And I want you to know something. Most people don't understand the glory of God. And I left this to lead up here that's got flames of fire. Because if your eyes are on Him, you're going to see the flames of fire. And those flames of fire will burn all the, excuse me, crap that's within you. He will burn it out. Amen. If you're willing to lay it down. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How are we going to change? We have to get in the throne room. I'm not for sure who wrote that, but it was one of the prophets that wrote about the throne room of God. And I love that. I've had so many visions of the throne room. Because of the new covenant, because of His blood that we take, we can go into that throne room. And when you go into that throne room, you don't need some high priest. You don't need anybody interceding for you. You go in there yourself and bow down. Accept what He wants to show you. Oh, I guess we're not supposed to preach that way today. But I want you to know that a throne room experience you will never, ever forget. When I showed that first video up there, and you could see the people in the church walking with white robes, that reminded me of the angelic hosts of heaven that are coming to earth right now. Isn't that amazing? Heaven coming to earth. We need them. You need to ask the Lord to send those angelic hosts to protect you every day. And then you need to get into the throne room for a purpose, for strategies. That's my word. But you need to ask Him, what are you supposed to be doing? We can't stay the same way. We have to be willing to come in there, hear what He wants to say to us, and move out. And move in His timing. So, so important. And sometimes there is a song that Vicki plays, and it talks about the cloud. And it talks about the fire and how the Israelites moved with that. And this is what I heard from the Lord as I type this up. He says, sometimes I tell you to move, and sometimes I tell you to rest. I don't know how many of you know, I really believe she's a prophetess from the Lord, Patricia Hill. And what Patricia Hill has been doing is resting in the Lord, getting her strength back. What, did I say it wrong? Yes, I said that wrong. Patricia King. She's got really short hair like mine. I met her a long, long time. I bet you I met her 20 years ago. And I met her at a conference. And she speaks out with Dutch Sheets and Tim and all of them. And I was listening to her, and what she kept on saying to me, and I took this for myself, she kept on saying, keep moving forward. Then take time to get in the throne room again, get filled up, hear how you're supposed to do it. And sometimes I just have you do nothing. I just have you get filled up, get your oil, re-anoint yourself. Isn't that powerful? And I kept on, we put these bells up here, and they sing Christmas carols. And what I kept on hearing is the bells were ringing. Bells were ringing. I was telling the girls, I think it was Monday, I said, oh my gosh, I just hear these bells ringing. And when bells ring, it's victory. It's victory. Victory in the King. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, oh, my priestly bride, oh, my church, oh, my remnant, let the bells of joy ring. I think that's kind of cool, Lisa. Wish I thought of that myself, but I didn't. And I heard the Lord say, can you hear the bells ringing? You see, Satan is out to destroy your destiny. Satan is out there trying to destroy the dreams, the visions, whatever that the Lord has given to you. He does. He tries very hard. But the more you come into the throne room, the more you know the timing of the Lord, the more you can ask for Him to help you. He'll send the Holy Spirit. He'll send angels. And you need to hear those bells ringing. I've always heard the shofar when, I don't know, 10 years, 8, I don't know how many years we've been up here. I got a chance to introduce this shofar thing all the time to people. I was amazed how many people didn't know the sound of the shofar. But people understood the bells. So throughout our church here, we've got bells all over. Because I want you to hear, I want you to hear the ringing of the bells that we're going to be victorious, that we're going to move forward, that we're going to bring in that new harvest. I don't know about you, but you should be stirred up about this. This is good. This is good for you today. So I heard the Lord say, allow His presence to come in and ring the victory shout. Now what Joe and I have been doing, which maybe sounds kind of weird. I don't know how to explain it. But we join other people. I don't know how many, 45,000 of us. And there are certain times that we pray for our nation, and we just shout victory. Shout victory. I want you to do that because it really takes you out of your comfort zone. Shout victory. And allow the angel armies to be released from heaven and guide you with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome? The spirit of Christmas is here. The joy to the world, the Lord has come. Not as a baby, but as that mighty lion to eradicate our enemy. Ooh, I don't know about you, but that's cool. And I kept on hearing this from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, blow. Blow. You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, the Holy Spirit has always been in this box. The Holy Spirit is powerful. It's 3-in-1. If He's really God. And when He blows, I don't know if you guys have been watching stuff, Joe and I were watching stuff, And like locusts have come, earthquakes have come, flooding has come. There were places in certain deserts that actually had ice, had hail, frozen water. They never saw it in their life. There are things the Holy Spirit is saying, awaken. I'm showing signs in the sky of my coming. Awaken. And I think what is so, so important is that, you know, Jesus, he didn't come into this world because we got it all together. God loved us so much that he gave us Jesus. I don't know, isn't that cool? I love going places and I love talking about my mom and my dad. I never realized what a gem, what a jewel they were. I just thought everybody had moms and dads like that. I had a dad that loved me. I wish everybody had that. I had a mom that loved me. There were 5 girls in my family and 1 boy. There were 8 of us all together. We are only a year apart. Tell me that wasn't a handful. But my mom never complained. My mother made all of our clothes. I never saw my mother smoke. I never saw my mother drink. And I always saw my mother praying for us. That's pretty powerful. But until I lost my mom and dad, I never realized how special I was. When I was listening to YouTube this weekend, it kept on talking about how Jesus, how God knew us before we were in our mom's womb. Did you hear that? He knew our character, what we were like, what we look like, everything. And if you're here on earth right now, I want you to know from the Lord, I think this is powerful, that you're here for a purpose. Otherwise, you'd be gone. He's got a purpose that you're here. I was kind of really shook up when I heard about all these people that were gone, all these people that had left, different people that I knew. I thought, oh my gosh. But you know what I discovered? I was here for a purpose. I was born at this time. You were born at this time. You have something, someone to talk to about Jesus. I don't know about you, that's kind of powerful to me. The other thing I put down here is that I've said it over and over and over again, that people get so depressed at Christmas time. You know why? Because they've had to buy this gift and buy that gift and buy that gift, and then they're broke. If the whole meaning behind Christmas is just to buy Christmas gifts, you've lost it. And there's nothing wrong. Please don't misunderstand. There's nothing wrong with buying a gift for someone, because that's kind of like part of my ministry. I like to give people gifts. But one of the things, it can't become your God. It can't take the place of who he is. I really believe with all my heart that God gave us Jesus to bring us hope. And the Holy Spirit glorified it. Jesus is the most precious gift. And you know what? We can't even earn it. He just came freely. I don't know about you, that's kind of exciting. I'm thankful for that. I've known him a long time, people. The hopes and fears of this year are met in him tonight. I think that's awesome. May we abide in him. May we obey him. I want you to have a wonderful time at Christmas. I'm looking forward to next Sunday. I'm excited. I love Christmas. No, like a child. I love it. And I was just kind of putting a few things down here. I was sitting there thinking about Paul, because my message up here was out of Philippians 4:4-9. And what that is saying is this: therefore, my beloved, you are his beloved, and long for brethren, my joy and crown. So stand fast in the Lord, beloved. And then he, I'm going to kind of go down a little bit to verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men, and the Lord is at hand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. If you go down to verse 10, it says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked the opportunity. Not that I speak in regards to need, for we all have need. But I'm to be content. Is that powerful? I know how it is to be abased and know how to be abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Come on. You can do it. I say that all the time. And the other thing I want to say here is that when I looked at Paul, the time of Paul, when he was writing in this Philippians 4:24-20, it says, by the world's standards of happiness, anyone who was in his position and in his right mind should have been miserable. Paul was in prison when he wrote this. And when he wrote that epistle, he lost everything that was of value to him, but he still stood in happiness. He was isolated. He had no friends around him. And I really believe that during this time, it was difficult beyond our understanding. I've never been in prison. He has no idea what his future might hold. And he's waiting for the emperor to decide if he's going to live or die. By the world's standards, he should be miserable. But when you read Philippians and you spend time in Philippians, it vibrates with joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And just in case you missed the point, he comes to the closing verse and says, rejoice in the Lord always. And you know what? It literally means laugh. How many of us laugh? How many of us laugh? To laugh is good medicine. So when Paul talks about joy, he doesn't mean the trivial, shallow stuff. He means from your heart, with your whole being, with your whole soul. Joy should flow from the center of your being. And happiness should be in the depths of our heart. How about you? How about me? I know this Christmas season, I can have the joy of the Lord. Is that not good? I thought that was good. I remember reading or memorizing Philippians 3. This one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, I go straight for the goal. It sounds great when Paul says it, but you know it's tough to let go of the past. I was thinking about different things last night. In fact, I couldn't shut my brain off for some reason. I was thinking of this and thinking of that. And you know what? It's even going to get tougher. So if you really don't know who Jesus is, and you don't understand the joy that he can give to you, I feel sorry for you. We have to focus on God's business. We have to focus on His plan and to declare the truth, even when the election that went on might have not been right. When evil and fraud need to be exposed. You need to pray for your enemy. That's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. God still loves who might be your enemy. The other thing I put down here is we don't yet know what we will be, but God hasn't yet revealed His vision for our future. Joe and I cry out to Him, Lord, what's your vision for Hilltop? What's your vision for our people, Lord? What is your vision for this 21st century? But I can tell you this, the more you get in the throne room, the more you humble yourself, the more He will talk with you. And the more the Holy Spirit will help you on this road, or some people call it the path of joy. I stand in that. So I wrote down this, do not worry about anything, but in everything, be in prayer. When was the last time you fasted? When was the last time you prayed? But the Word says we're to give our requests and petitions to God. And we have to guard our hearts. There are people out there that don't even want to go deep. I said, truthfully, you guys, I said that to the Lord last night, oh Lord, help me to go deeper in You, to know You deeper. Some people don't want to. But I'm telling you that the deeper that you go in this season of Christmas, I want you to know that He will give you the hope and you can experience the joy He has for you. If you can't understand that worship, what we did up here was warfare, I don't know what else to say. It is warfare. And the Lord doesn't want us to carry our baggage, our hurts, our failures into this new season. Some people call it an era. That's a narrow lens. We have to let go. We have to discover deep peace. We have to know there's freedom in laughter. And we need to know that the angels are with us. I don't know how else to do this. I don't know what else to say. But I can tell you that the one true gift given to you and me is Jesus in this season. And I'm saddened when I don't see anything mentioned about Jesus. He is our one true King. He's our Savior. So during this Christmas season, will you remember the one true gift and the joy that He wants to bring to all of us in Jesus' name? Amen?
Amen. Amen.